Hi, this is Sid Lieberman. Today's cut is from Joseph the Tailor and Other Jewish Tales, a recording filled with the wit and wisdom of Jewish folk tales.
Once there was a king who decided he wanted to see how his people really lived. And so he took off his royal crown and he took off his royal robes and he put on peasant's clothes. And all day long he wandered in the capital of his kingdom. Toward nightfall he arrived at the poorest section of town, a section filled with poverty and suffering. And yet in this section there was one house all lit up. There was a little old man and a little old lady sitting in the house. They were drinking wine and eating grapes and singing. The king wanted to know why they were so happy, and so he went in and he asked. And the old man said, I have someone who takes care of me. Someone takes care of us. The king said, children? The old man said, we have no children. The king said, family? The old man said, all of our family, they're dead. The king thought, maybe me. He said, the king? The old man said, certainly not the king. God takes care. God takes care of us. King thought, God takes care of you and not me. Well, we'll see about that. And so the next day when the man came into town carrying his shoemaking equipment, for that's what he was, a shoemaker, he heard a proclamation being read and it said shoemaking would no longer be allowed in the town. The old man thought to himself, how am I going to live? I don't have enough money even for a day. He closed his eyes and he prayed, for he was a devout old man. And when he opened his eyes, the answer to his prayer was in front of him. For into town came a couple of water carriers carrying water. The old man said, could I be a water carrier? He said, certainly, it doesn't take brains. And so he sold his shoemaking equipment and he bought the yoke and the buckets and all day long he carried water and at the end of the day he had enough money to live on. That night he was home celebrating again when the king came, and when the king heard the story, he said, I have to teach him a lesson. It didn't work. And so the next day when the man came into town, now as a water carrier, he heard a proclamation being read and it said water carrying would no longer be allowed in the town. And the old man said, how am I going to live? I don't have enough money for one day. And so he closed his eyes and he prayed. And again, when he opened his eyes, the answer to his prayer was in front of him. For into town came a couple of woodsmen carrying axes. He said, could I be a woodsman? And they said, certainly, it doesn't take brains. And so he sold his yoke and his buckets and he bought an axe, and all day long he chopped firewood. And at the end of the day, he had enough money to live on. And he was home celebrating again when the king came. And when the king heard the story, he walked out and he said, I have to do something different. It's not working. I have to teach this man a lesson. And so the next day, when the little old man came into town, now as a woodsman, he heard a proclamation being read and it said all woodsmen would be guards of the king. At first he was happy. They gave him a helmet. They gave him a nice uniform. They gave him a sword to put in the sheath. And he was standing guard duty, and then they told him he wouldn't be paid for a whole month. A month, he said. A month? How am I going to live for a month? I don't even have enough money for one day. Well, he prayed, but when he opened his eyes, there was no answer. But you know, he was a smart little old man, as well as devout. And so he thought, and he thought, and he thought. And by the end of the day, he knew what to do. He went home, he cut a limb from his tree. He shaped the limb into the shape of a wooden sword. And he put the wooden sword into the sheath, and he sold the king's sword. And he had enough money to live for a whole month. That night, he was home having the biggest celebration of all. And when the king came and he heard the story, he walked out and he said, now I've got him. Now I've got him. The next day, when the little old man came into town and was standing guard duty, the captain of the guards found the man stealing a watermelon. He threw that man at the old man's feet and he pointed at the old man and he said, you kill him. The old man began to shake. He knew that if he pulled his sword out and they saw it was a wooden sword and not the king's sword, he'd lose his head as well as this man losing his. Well, you know, he prayed a little and he thought a lot. And between the two, he came up with an answer of what to do. A crowd had gathered around. They were angry. Why should you kill a man over a watermelon? So the little old man made a speech. He said, please, if this man deserves to die for this crime, let me pull my sword out and let me chop his head off with one blow. But if this man does not deserve to die for this crime, let me pull my sword out and let it be made of wood. And as he stood there with the sword over his head, the crowd laughed, just the way you did. And in that crowd was the king. And the king realized this man was not only devout, but very smart. And he made the man his advisor, and the man and his wife lived happily for the rest of their days.
I hope you enjoyed listening. This story is distributed under a Creative Commons license, which requires attribution for all reproduction and prohibits commercial use. Find out more about me at my website, sidlieberman.com. That's SYDLIEBERMAN.com.